So, in this journey, in obedience to God, you need to know that the Bible are the instructions. We keep going, going, we keep going back to this time and time again. Don't go without the instructions of God. In other words, don't go without the Bible. You must learn to meditate on it day and night. That's what Joshua is told a little later. Joshua is the one who takes over from Moses. And he said, you've seen Moses succeed? The reason he succeeded is because this book of the law, he meditates on it day and night. And then, in the process, Moses has had success. Do you want to succeed, Joshua? Carry the staff of God. Carry God's instructions. Do not let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. So I think the greater a leader you are, the more desperate you will be to put a time every day when you are not dealing with management, you are not dealing with your family, your children are not even part of it. It's just God and me. You go to your closet and listen to the instructions again. Even if you had them yesterday. One of the things I find very interesting is that I have been reading the Bible consistently, maybe for about 50 years. But even what I'm reading now comes out in a new way. It means you have to read the instructions on a continuous basis so that you do not do carry a process different from the instructions. So the importance of systematic daily quiet time is something that you need to remind yourself. If you are a leader, you need God's instructions, then meet him on a daily basis.